new album from Milwaukee singer-songwriter Kyle Feerick is bookended with talking snippets like this.
Well, you won't have any trouble mastering this, because it's like a rhythm beat, like this.
Feerick's music is known for experimental elements. Some of these talking clips that Feerick set to music are from a record of 1930s and 1940s radio bloopers.
Feerick is known for his catchy melodies and his folk rock and layering in instruments like piano, saxophone, and violin. His fourth full-length album is called Shine On.
I wrote the songs over probably a 3 or 4 year period. And when I started writing them for this record, I thought, I'm going to try and do something a little different and push myself. So I kind of taught myself piano basically well enough to write some songs using the piano instead of guitar like I typically do. So I think through that, writing the songs on piano, I came up with some songs and music that I wouldn't have otherwise written on guitar.
There is this richness in your music as you layer in so many instruments. I hear violin and piano, saxophone, horns. How do you create the ensemble? You know, how do you create the instrumentation of those parts into your music?
Well, when I am first writing a song, as I'm writing it, I can hear the other instruments that I want to have included in that song. So I'll write a song and I think, boy, this would be great with strings, or this would be great with horns, or, you know, this lead melody should be a Wurlitzer piano. And so I kind of hear all of that when I write the song. And then when we get into the studio, I'm blessed to have around 20 musicians that I play with, record with. And so I will call on them to help write string arrangements or horn arrangements. And so that's how it all comes together.
And when you add those instruments, you have to share the stage and be open to how the other musician is playing and interpreting your song. What is that collaboration like?
Well, when I first started writing songs or really involving many more musicians to participate in the recording, I would write a song and I had a melody in mind for, let's say, the horn part. And so I would tell the musician, okay, here's the horn melody. But I quickly learned that it's best to say, you know, okay, here's where I want the horns. You know, if you could write the horn arrangement. A lot of times the other musician will come up with something that, you know, is very different than what you would have, but superior. And it's like, yeah, that's what it needs, you know? So a lot of times, you know, having a general idea of the song and the melodies, but then sometimes you relinquish the reins and let them write the melody for the horn part. And it all comes together even better than if you had done it all yourself.
In your title track, Shine On, your lyrics seem to reference how your songs have never gone away. Were you writing songs and making music during your nearly decade away from recording albums?
Yeah, I would say, well, the last full-length record was in 2017. It was the album Heart. And then I did put out in 2018 an EP that had 4 songs on it, and then a single in 2023. But I would say pretty much between 2018 and 2022, I wrote all of these songs. And then in 2023, started tracking them all. And it took quite a while there are so many layers that it just takes a while to get all the musicians into the studio and get it all put together.
And we just hear the end result, right? We don't know all of the many steps that go into making an album.
Right. There are a lot of steps, and you want to make sure you do each one right and take the time that you're pleased with, you know, what you're putting out.
You work as a funeral director at your fifth generation family funeral home in Shorewood. Does being in the funeral industry influence the music you make?
I think not directly, but sometimes when I listen back to my lyrics, I find it interesting that it does have a correlation. So I guess the answer is yes, but it's very subconscious. And when I'm writing lyrics to a song, some of them, I'm like, oh, that kind of, I could see that, how that interplays with the work I do. But it's certainly not a conscious thing when I'm writing music.
Do you think, does being a musician help you be a better funeral director?
Yes, certainly. The music and art is such a soul-enriching thing and such a great part of being alive that it makes me a happier person, and the happier I am, the better job I can do serving others.
You bookend this album with these talking snippets, and let's sample a talking clip from the opening track, Protostar. What are these clips, and where did you find them?
Yeah, I enjoy collecting records, and when I'm in record stores, if I see an old record that, you know, just has talking on it, for example, like you mentioned, a bowling instructional record from the 50s or radio bloopers from the 30s and 40s, I'll pick those up, and I have a special turntable that I will listen to it, and I hear a little line that I'm like, oh, that's a really cool little line. And I'll record that. And then I've built up this large library of all these different talking samples, I guess just for fun, but also to someday layer into a song. And these instrumental pieces that bookend the record seem to be the perfect opportunity to layer some of those talking samples in.
That must be fun to figure out what works where, what kind of message it sends, because it's just another aspect of, I suppose, being a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun because it's part of the art, but a different part, you know, layering in these samples. And it was like making I can't paint or draw, but it's kind of the equivalent with music and making a collage. And it was a lot of fun to do. And while I was working on it, I had my 10-year-old son, Ollie, who was down in the studio with me. And I was like, what do you think of this, Ollie? Yeah, I like that one. And so in the liner notes on the record, we gave him assistant engineer a credit on there.
Crowdsourcing, right?
Yeah.
You know, Kyle, your music has references that I hear to the passage of time, like in the song Nothing Lasts.
Times pass and things keep rearranging. Well, day by day, the sun keeps on blazing. Well, nothing lasts, it's truly amazing. And on this path, it's our future we're chasing. When everything is in your way. Everything. When you gotta push to make it sing. When you know the love that you could bring.
How do you think about time showing up in your music?
That's a good question. I think it, again, kind of refers to my subconscious. So it's a little hard for me to answer that question. But I do notice that if I try and write lyrics, they're going to be cheesy. It's going to sound forced. So what I need to do is, you know, I come up with some chords that I really like, and then it just kind of flows out of me. And so I'm, as much as you, kind of looking at these lyrics and deciphering maybe what they mean. But I do notice that that is a theme. Earthly elements and time seem to be in a lot of the lyrics of the songs that I write. The first record full length I put out was The Sky It Moves. And then the EP I put out was Light All Around, and this one is called Shine On. And so it's, yeah, I see these themes, but I don't really have any answers as to why they are the themes. I guess I just kind of, my subconscious just gravitates towards them as interesting
You follow the chord as well.
Yes, that's right. I'm trying to just let the words and the music kind of flow out of me.
does singing and making music mean to your life?
Singing is some of the most fun, true joy that I have. When I'm singing, I just close my eyes and focus on the singing. And so it kind of any issues or troubles you're having in life when you're singing kind of melt away for that period while you're doing it. And so it really brings true joy. And I would say that singing is my primary instrument and playing guitar is kind of a secondary that just allows me to write songs so I can sing them.
Kyle, thank you for your music. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks again for having me, Kate. I really appreciate it.
That is Milwaukee singer-songwriter Kyle Feerick with his new folk rock album. It's called Shine On. His band is fresh off playing Summerfest in Milwaukee, and their next performance is August 13th at Ope Brewing Company in West Allis. Here's more from the title track, Shine On.